Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
So, Vicky, today we are celebrating Woo-hoo. Our Goodfight 2018 Hello 2019 journal is almost here. Yay. It is launching on the 1st of November in 1 week. Oh my God, we've got it here in our hands and it is just so gorgeous. We're so excited. In case you don't know what the Goodbye Hello journal is, it is our end of year journal that helps you say a proper farewell to the year as it comes to an end and create a vision and a plan for the year to come. And it then acts as a guide throughout the year, helping you to stay focused on the things that really matter to you. So last year, we ran a Kickstarter campaign to get it out into the world, and we hit 150% of our target, and we sent journals out to 32 countries around the world. This year, it's bigger, better, and even more beautiful than before. And this year it's going to be on sale on the UK High Street, which is so exciting, Yay. At Oliver Bonus stores all over the country. It's also going to have its very own thegoodbyehellojournal.com website, and hopefully you'll see it appearing on the Christmas gift list of a number of papers and magazines in the run-up to Christmas. So keep all your fingers crossed for that. So this is such a dream come true. It's amazing, actually. Vicky and I were talking about how far Goodbye Hello has come in the past 2 years. 2 years ago, we spent a little bit of money on asking someone to design up the PDF version. And if we can find them, we'll dig out some of the photos that we took of us posing with it really weirdly on a bed. I don't know why.
On your bed.
Yeah. So to see it 2 years later, being sold in Oliver Bonus and just so beautiful. It's so beautiful to touch. It's exactly, you know, when you have like a vision and a dream of what you want something to be like, and then here it is and it's real and it's happening. So very, very excited. And for those of you who did buy it last year for the Kickstarter campaign, you were such an essential part in making this dream happen. So thank you. So yeah, it goes on sale officially on the 1st of November. But to celebrate with you guys, we are throwing a 1 week pre-sale special offer where you get a special gift with every journal you order, because obviously you're going to want to get it for everyone or your loved ones for Christmas. So if you've signed up to receive our podcast by email, then check your inbox and you'll be told all about it. And you'll get to see a whole sneak peek of what it looks like and what we've added to it and all the other kind of surprises we've got with it. If you're not signed up, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com. Go to start here, sign up to the list and you'll get an email and you'll be able to get in and see what it's all about, get your special pre-sale gift and yeah, get this little beauty in your hands. So today, to celebrate getting ready to launch Goodbye 2018, Hello 2019 into the world, we are going to be sharing the 5 core principles that lie at the heart of the Goodbye Hello journey and why they are so important when it comes to designing a life you love. And it is a journey. This book really does take you through a journey to, yeah, say a proper farewell to the year as it's coming to an end, and then really kind of ground yourself in gratitude and what it is that's important to you in life, and start to kind of dream and think about what do you want this next new year to be full of, what do you want to make it about? And it helps you to set an intention for that and to then start taking the actions that will make those visions and those dreams and ideas actually come to life. So the first core principle of the Goodbye Hello journal is, of course, to reflect. And I looked up the definition of to reflect, and it says to think deeply or carefully about something. And it's such an important practice. It's something that people are definitely doing more of these days. I think in large part because of things like journaling have become so mainstream, mm-hmm. and that encourages you to ask questions and to spend time reflecting. Mm-hmm. But I certainly used to find when I would start coaching journeys with people that they would literally say to me, do you know what? I know it sounds crazy, but this is the first time I've ever asked myself, what makes me happy? What makes me come alive? And I think even if you are into doing that, it can be so easy for life to just rush past and you're kind of surviving from one day to the next. You've got the to-do list. So actually that time for reflection isn't something that we naturally weave into our day-to-day often, particularly in the fast-paced mm-hmm. modern life.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be all too easy to just keep looking forward and wanting mm. to, you know, focus on the next thing, the next project, the next goal. Whereas actually, you know, what we need to do in between the projects and the goals and the dreams is to come back and to reflect and to take stock and to look back as well to see how far we've come. Mm. Like we did, you know, with the looking at that old PDF.
Yeah.
That,
you know,
what Goodbye Hello was. And looking at, you know, how far we've come with the book. And to, you know, acknowledge that and to recognise all that you've achieved and all that you've created and all that you've made happen and to really take stock of that. It feels mm. so good when mm. you do it.
And that is, I mean, even if you did, even if Goodbye Hello, even if it was just Goodbye 2018 yeah. and just that experience of actually taking the time to take a step back and look on all that you've done and acknowledging all that you've done mm. and kind of thinking, you know, asking yourself, in this year, what were my happiest moments? And what were the ingredients that made me happy?
Yeah.
You know, what were the things at present? What do I want more of? And actually, Emma Gannon, who is a fan of the journal, and she said, we've got a quote, I actually don't have it on me, so I don't know what it says off my heart, but it's about how she loves as well that this journal helps you to stop and actually reflect on your year rather than always, we're in a society of like, what's next, what's next, what's yeah. next? And it's like, wait, let's just take a moment and actually see what you've done and, you know, how you've grown and how you've overcome challenges. Mm-hmm. I think also when you reflect, the voice that you're using, the way that you're kind of talking to yourself is mm. kind of pensive and curious.
Yeah.
And we really, you know, the questions in the journal are questions that are said with love and curiosity. And so to be having this conversation with yourself mm-hmm. using that tone of love and curiosity mm. is also helping you to nourish that kind of relationship with yourself, because mm. we're so hard on ourselves, and actually most of the time it's like a nattering of criticism and, you know, come on, you must try more and do more and harder and all that sort of thing. So actually stepping into a space of reflection mm. is such a loving and nourishing thing to do. One of the things we often talk about is how to step into that space of reflection, you need to step into a space of stillness, because that's where you find that voice of wisdom and that loving voice. What are some of the ways that we can do that?
So I remember doing this last year and going for a walk with Buddy. My stillness mm. date with myself is quite often a walk in the park with my dog, taking a bit of time out from the day to day, really having a bit of quiet time in my life, which is something I have to consciously mm. create, because as you were saying before, it doesn't come naturally to us to create this sacred space of stillness and reflection in our lives. And so that for me really helps me to get into that space of stillness. And mm. then, you know, if it's something that I'm doing, so like, you know, filling in the Goodbye Hello journal, where I need to feel, I need to step into that space of stillness to help me to connect to that kind of energy, that yeah. peaceful, loving energy. There's something you can do beforehand to get into the right, you know, headspace for that.
Just hearing you talking about it has slipped me into this like dreamy state. The moment you said that sacred space of stillness, I was like, oh my God, I want to be in there right now. But it's so true. It's like, I know for myself, I'm rushing around all the time. I've got a lot of plates that I'm spinning, and I enjoy that. Mm. But there is such a special quality about stepping into that space of stillness. Mm. And it's so true that you don't hear your heart and your soul when you're rushing around. You hear it when you're still. So we really encourage people before they do the journal, they go and take themselves off on something, we could call it a date with yourself, a stillness date, or if for you what works is doing yoga, going for a run, walking in nature, listening to kind of tranquil music, get yourself into a space where you do step into that sort of stillness. Mm-hmm. Don't try and do this journal while you're rushing around in between Christmas shopping, packed on a tube. What makes you come alive? Not this tube, bride. It's really important because, you know, if you want to design a life that you love, that feels as good as it looks. It's not about designing a life that looks amazing. It's about designing, it can look amazing, but it needs to feel amazing. Mm. You have to create that life in collaboration with your heart. I know how cheesy that sounds, but really that is it is about connecting with that wise, loving side of yourself that doesn't compare itself, doesn't look outwards to see what other people are doing. It just tells you this is what you need right now in your life. And it's hard to hear that voice and hear that deeper part of you when there's a lot of noise going around and you're rushing around and not taking the time to just be still and reflect. And it's different to thinking. It's different to lying in bed going, what shall I do? What about this? What about that? It's really just being with the questions and then allowing them to come up. And actually, it takes me more than just one sitting. I don't just go through and have an answer to every question. I'll leave blanks. I'll come back to them. Some questions I'll have like quite an annoyed reaction to at first. For some reason last year, the question around something like, what do you like doing just because it makes you happy, really irritated me at first. Because I think there's a part of me that's just like, oh, where is that taking me? Like, I don't know. It was so odd. So I really sat with that question for a while and allowed myself to kind of see what the resistance was. And then after I got through the resistance, see what actually came up. And it was just about being on the water and out in nature. And so, it's reflecting is as much about just being with questions and contemplating rather than having to come up with solutions and answers. That sacred space of reflection. Take me there. Take me there,
Vicky. Sounds dreamy, doesn't it?
Take me there with your dulcet tones. Actually, I will say one of the things we're doing this year, for the first time, was we created a Goodbye Hello Club. So if you love online communities, if you own the journal, you get to be part of the club for free. So you'll be able to come into the community and hang out with us there. But you'll also get a lovely meditation from Vicky, which will help you just slip into that stillness zone as before you do your journal. So
I might do it myself. Yeah, I think in our, you know, always on world where we're just glued to our devices, you know, it's this rare time, this rare opportunity where we can disconnect from our technology and our devices so that we can really reconnect back in with ourselves, our true deep self.
And I think that's what I love about the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. And that's why I love Goodbye Hello as this kind of tool that we can all use, because it's such a time for universal reflection. Because we're all at it. And so it's a real collective time for reflection. Particularly, I love doing this between Christmas and the new year in that kind of no man's land of just
the fallow,
the, what's the other word?
Oh, Romjul.
That's it. Romjul. That's it. I thought it was that. I was like, I think I just made that up. No, it is. And it's like snuggly socks and, you know, staring into fires and going on sort of, walks out in nature, and just that kind of time for just things can just stop for a bit. Just a bit of a pause in the world. So it's the perfect time for us all to reflect together. And this is, I love doing this on my own, but then sharing what I've done with friends and with my partner. But it is a really lovely thing as well to do in groups. We know people that meet up together and they all bring their Goodbye Hello and they fill it out. Or people do it with their partners. Do you do it on your own, or do you do it with Pav?
Yeah, no, I take myself on a date to do it on my own. And then I'll talk to him about it probably in January when I've made sense of it myself. So I like to then give myself time to just let it settle.
Yeah, exactly. Also with the dreams that I come up with, I like to sit with them for a while and try them on for a bit and see, was that just in that moment?
Yeah.
Or actually, is this something that I really want to commit to? We'll get to those core principles a little further on. Core principle number 5. Right. Oh, the next one. Vicky, this is yours.
I love this one. The next one is gratitude. It's something that we hear thousands of times, and I think it's easy to dismiss it because it's talked about so much. But there's a difference between intellectually knowing the importance of something and experientially really feeling the benefits of it and really practicing it. When we practice gratitude and we look at all that we have and all that we're grateful for in life, and then we look at, you know, the things that we want to make happen in our lives in the year to come and dreams that we want to make happen, we're then looking at that life that we want to create from a place of abundance rather than from a place of lack. So we're already feeling like those dreams are possible because we're engaging that it's possible mindset.
Yeah,
we're coming from a different energy than if we just spend time investing energy in the things that we really lack. So if it's a dream that you want to bring to life and you're always focusing on the fact that you don't know how to bring that dream to life or all the ways that dream can't happen because it's not in your life at the moment, eventually you'll convince yourself that of course it's not going to happen. You'll start to believe that it might just not happen for you. And that's what we call scarcity mindset. And it's hard to believe that what you want can happen if you're really, you know, stuck in that.
Yeah.
And what we focus on expands.
Exactly.
So if we just keep focusing on that lack, then we keep noticing all the lack that's around us.
Yeah.
So it's like training your brain. And research actually shows that you can train your brain to look for the things that are positive in your life. You can train your brain for positivity. And gratitude is a way that you can do that.
Mm.
And so when it comes to designing a life that you love and we approach that from a place of gratitude, then we're more able to attract that what we want into our lives.
Mm. I think it's such a... I love that moment in the journal where you've been reflecting on the year and just at the end, it's just like, what have you been really grateful for?
Yeah.
And who have you been grateful for? Before we step into right now, let's look forward, hello 2019. Because it's... I think one of the things that happens around New Year and New Year's resolutions, and by the way, New Year's resolutions do not work. According to research, only 8% is it actually end up being realized by the end of the year. And yeah. most of us have forgotten about our New Year's resolutions come February. So think about all those gym memberships that get signed up to in January and get used once, maybe twice, and then that's it. It's like, damn, I did it again. But I think there's a certain kind of almost anxiety around like, okay, you know, these are the things I want to change, or I want, you know, more of this because I'm lacking in this. And there's a sort of anxiety around that. If you're coming from gratitude as your foundation, it's like, I'm really happy with these things I've got in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now with that as the foundation, where can I go to next?
Yeah.
Rather than going, I'm really disappointed with this that's going on in my life right now. So with that negative energy, what am I going to build next? It's like, you can feel it when I say it, I can feel it inside me. I can feel like one has this like energy to it to grow.
Mm.
And the other one, I'm thinking, right, look at all this disappointing stuff and the stuff I don't have.
Mm.
How am I going to fix that and change that? It feels impossible.
Yeah.
It feels like such a big challenge to overcome. So, you know, that's why it's so important. And it's a kind of a small section, really, of the Goodbye Hello journal, but it's so, so essential. And it like you say, it is so essential when you're wanting to design a life that you love, because it's the gratitude, grounding yourself in gratitude gives you so much power.
Mm.
It brings ease and possibility to what you're wanting to do.
Yeah.
And it is a hard one, because we are hardwired to look for the negatives.
Yeah, we
24/7.
And as an ongoing practice as well, so if it's a dream that you really want to bring to life in the new year, you know, keep coming back to that gratitude and you know, practice it. So I found that with my dream of living and working in Ibiza, I found that gratitude's really helped me to just keep coming back to what's really important in my life and get me excited about Ibiza and that it will happen one day.
Mm.
I don't know when, and I don't have the how or the plan yet, but when I, in the mornings, when I think about what I'm grateful for and I think about the home that I'm living in and the people in my life and my work, it just makes me so excited to then build on those things that I already have, all these amazing experiences and people in my life. And yes, I want to make this change and move and have a different lifestyle in Ibiza, but there are ingredients that I can bring into my life now. And it's a much more empowering place than, you know, approaching it like that, rather than every morning journaling about how, like, it's never going to happen.
I want this.
Yeah.
Well, it was the same with me in love and the same with me in money. So at times when I felt like, you know, really wanting to meet someone, it hadn't been happening for years, I had to shift from being like, it's never going to happen. Why isn't it happening? Why isn't it happening? Will it happen now? Why isn't it happening? To going, actually focus on being grateful for the love I had in my life through other relationships. And so when I focused on that, surprise, surprise, that was the season when things started to change.
Mm.
And likewise with money, when I was so super skint and so anxious about money and really just wanting to be at a level where I didn't have to worry about it anymore, Jodie Shield gave me a really good mantra. She said, practice saying I rejoice in the abundance that I am, and do it all the time. Anytime you give any money, I remember buying buying a set of keys, getting some keys copied. And it cost me about, like, I don't know, £3.10 or something. And as I handed the money, I remember thinking, I rejoice in the abundance that I am. Mm. So that small transaction, buying like a cup, you know, I don't know, it's just such a strong memory in my head because something shifted. Mm. And I was just like, even those small things, practice gratitude for it. Mm. Like, yeah. And that started to, and again, that began the season of things changing, you know, when it came to money. So I think, oh, it's so powerful and it's so important. And it's something I forget how I can do that even when I'm looking on things and thinking, how am I going to do that? Mm. Well, start by being, grateful for what you do have.
Yeah.
Even if it seems like a really way off where you want to get to. Mm. But what you do have right now, that's the seed and that's what you want to grow. So focus on that, celebrate that, rejoice that. Mm. And then you will, it can still take time. Mm. But it's far more likely to happen if you start doing that than if you just stay stuck in, I want, I can't. Yeah. Why isn't it happening?
Yeah, and it's way more fun approaching it like that.
Exactly. It's a lot more fun when you're coming from a space of gratitude than a space of lack and scarcity and...
Why not now and me? And it's like the essence of the law of attraction, isn't it? What you focus on expands.
Yeah.
And we did a podcast with Dr. Talene, a psychologist and behavior change expert. And she talks about the brain and why all the science of this. It's like the science of the law of attraction, of how your brain is primed to seek out experiences in your everyday life that are based on your beliefs and your mindset. And so it's just getting yourself into a different mindset, shifting gears. And so do check out that podcast as well if you want to, you know, dig a bit deeper into this. It's super interesting.
Yeah, really good. So from the foundation of gratitude, we have the third principle, which is my all-time favorite topic, dreaming. Dreaming is a topic that I have been passionate about for such a long time. I think so many of us are told through our education and actually through the people around us, the adults around us as we're growing up, that dreaming is something that's kind of akin to like fantasizing. Mm. It's not something that you really take seriously. And as you get older, I was given the message all the time, it's time to stop dreaming. Mm. It's time to grow up now. Mm. So as if it was a thing that you're allowed to do as a kid, but now you're an adult, you've got to stop dreaming. And I think it is stripping us of such an important power that we have as human beings. For me, it's our magic that we have as human beings, that we can dream something up and that we can bring it down into reality and make it real through commitment, through action, and through believing in it. And there's a number of beautiful quotes in the journal, because there's little quotes as you go through it. It's an Anon quote, so we don't know who said it. But never let it be said that to dream is a waste of one's time, for dreams are our realities in waiting. In dreams, we plant the seeds of our future. And it's just, what it's all about. It's about being the artists of our own lives. Mm. And that begins with dreaming. So far from dreaming being a waste of time and being something that you need to grow out of as you get older, I think it's actually something that we need to learn how to do it properly. Mm. So how to allow yourself to dream, mm-hmm. give yourself the space, which comes in that space of reflection, and allow yourself to use your imagination and to bring your desires in, allow your desires through and allow them to paint pictures of what that could look like in the realms of possibility. Now, you can let yourself dream crazily, no holding back. But then it's not that, right, that dream of living in a castle and, I don't know, driving 10 Lamborghinis around the place. Unwrap that and see what are the ingredients at the heart of those dreams that you're really wanting. What's the experience that's at the heart of those dreams? So it's about looking at your dreams and seeing, what is that dream telling me about what I want? Mm. Whether it's in your work, whether it's how you live, mm-hmm. With your dream for Ibiza, for example, we can unwrap that and go, okay, what if it can't happen right now?
Yeah.
And you're playing for the longer game of it happening, and, you know, step by step, figuring it out, finding a way. But in the meantime, what is it about that dream that really calls to you at the moment? And how can you make it come alive in small ways this coming year, or even right now in your life? So it would be about unwrapping and seeing, you know, what are the elements, even small things. Like if you could imagine loads of like green plants in this home in Ibiza, just like, go out and buy some, go to Columbia Road, buy yourself a whole load of green plants. Fam will be like, what are you doing? I'm bringing the dream to life in a small way today. But it's those little things. And again, that kind of helps you go, this bigger dream can happen one day, and I'm bringing it to life now. Mm. So it's about looking at what the ingredients are. Sometimes it is the actual dream. This is what I want to create. You know, we had a dream for Goodbye Hello. We wanted to make it a real book. We wanted to have it on, you know, the bookshelves of shops. Have I already said that it's going to be an Oliver bonus?
You may have mentioned it.
And so through going out there and talking to people and getting people on board, we've made that happen. And so, you know, sometimes it is about the very clear vision that you've got that you're bringing to life. But sometimes it's allowing yourself to dream, to just kind of see what are the ingredients that are in there. And it's allowing your desires to come forward with no holding back and just into the realm of possibility. Now, some people, I obviously love dreaming. It is definitely my favorite part of the journal. And I have added to that section this year with a few more, with a slightly bigger dream exercise, purely selfishly because I love dreaming so much. But I think it is often a really powerful part of the journal as well, where people give themselves permission to dream and dream without limits. And then it goes through, right, okay, out of that, what are the elements you'd like to bring into this next year? Some people find dreaming a little bit harder. So with the whole life design circle from dreaming to then actually making it real, some people are really good at the making things happen part, and some people are really good at the dreaming part. Usually you're good at one or the other. So if you do struggle with the dreaming, in the Goodbye Hello club, there are some extra exercises for those of you that need some help with that dream muscle. Do you like dreaming? Do you think you've started dreaming more since I've been drumming away at the world that we must all learn to dream again?
Yeah, definitely. I think when we've talked about dreaming before, it made me realize how much I was told off for dreaming as a kid. So I was always, quite often it would appear in my school report cards that I would daydream too much.
Yeah.
And chatting as well. That was another one that I would be told off for.
Here we are making it into a living.
Little did my teachers know I could use this ability to chat. And, you know, when I was looking out the window in class, you'd be told off for looking out the window. And I love doing this now. Like, I love just sitting on the top of a double-decker bus. Mm. If I've got to be somewhere and I've got a bit more time, I'd rather spend the time getting the bus than sitting on the crowded tube and just looking out the window and people watching and just daydreaming.
Yeah.
It's like a lost art, isn't it?
We
always have to stuff our time doing things, like little gaps of time. Like, we're always like on our phones or like having to cram in things that we need to do. But, you know, we just, even just 5 minutes of just like letting ourselves just drift off into this dreamland, it feels amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's recognizing what a practical tool that is when it comes to designing a life that you love. And recognize it like a muscle.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more you practice and the more you give yourself permission to dream, the kind of easier it comes. And it's also really important that you dream from that place of reflection and gratitude, because then you're more likely to be coming from that loving, wise side of you.
Yeah.
Because we can find ourselves coming up with dreams that actually have come from comparing ourselves to others and looking outside and going, oh, well, that's what success looks like. That, therefore, I want it for myself. So we do have to be careful with dreaming and seeing where is it coming from.
Yeah.
But the more you get into that space of gratitude, and the more you spend time in that, stepping into stillness and connecting with yourself and switching off from what's going on out there, the more that those dreams are coming from the heart. And that's how you then end up creating a life that feels as good as it looks, and not a life that looks good but makes you feel empty and lonely, which is what so many people can end up doing, particularly in, you know, in the realm of career and work. You know, I hear that all the time. So, yeah. Dreaming from the heart is what it's all about.
Yeah, it just makes it really practical. You know, the questions in the journal, they make it so practical that you can just start to really bring those things to life now that you don't need to. If it's a massive dream that will take you 5 years, you know, if you don't give yourself that time to really explore it, it can just feel like this pipe dream that will never happen.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, 5 years later, you think, God, I could have made it happen by now if I'd have engaged with it sooner.
Yeah, and recognize that sometimes the big dreams, you have to build them well, you always have to build them step by step and block by block. Mm. And I think we're in such a culture and society of overnight success or things, you know, immediate gratification, that if it hasn't happened within the year, then somehow it's not going to happen. And actually, for those of you that did Goodbye Hello last year, if you do look and you find big dreams in there and they didn't happen, that doesn't mean that you failed. Mm. It just means actually you need to manage your expectations and that perhaps it's going to take a little bit longer. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to put a deadline on when these big dreams have to happen. They invariably take longer than you think. It's kind of the rule. So I think that's also really important to recognize that sometimes, you know, making the dreams happen takes longer than we at first had hoped or anticipated. So take the pressure off a little bit.
Yeah.
On that Ibiza dream.
Yeah, I know. I got stuck in that actually over the summer, which I talked about in the 6 month review that we did. And it can be so easy to get stuck in that when you haven't been, you know, engaging with the dream and not really exploring why have I not been thinking about this dream, and then realizing actually, you know, I've lost that momentum around it. I've lost that belief that it could happen.
Yeah.
But not then using that as a reason to just stop engaging with it full stop, just because it's not at a place where I thought it would be. It's just exploring why. There's always a lesson in why it hasn't happened in the way that I wanted it to. Life always, you know, happens in unexpected ways, or, you know, things rarely go to plan, right? So it's just being open to the fact that that does happen and looking at why that happened and, you know, recalibrating.
Exactly. And I think recognizing that part of the journey of bringing to life the big dreams, or any dream actually, but particularly the big ones, is that you don't like go, right, this is what I'm going to make happen. Mm. And then every single day you're on it. You can exhaust yourself. Sometimes other stuff happens and, you know, other stuff takes priority for a while.
Yeah.
And you have to bring it back up and bring it back up to making it a priority. Just like with your own self-care and all those important things that can fall off. It doesn't mean, well, that's it, it's over. It's like you can bring it back up, reinstate it.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know anyone who's had a big dream and from day one has been on it every single day. I think you have seasons where you're like, do you know what? I need to give this a break for a while. Yeah. Or you just don't even realize you've done that. Or you do fall, you become disenchanted or disappointed, and there's a setback and you think it's never going to happen. And it takes a while to get back out of that rut and sort of revive your belief in that dream. That's such a part of the journey. Mm. And that's why I love it, because there's so much you need to grow. You need to kind of help yourself through that journey. It's such a place for learning and growth.
Totally.
Ah, bringing dreams to life. Project Love.
The end.
The end.
Okay, so principle number four is setting an intention and a focus for your year. So when you're doing Goodbye Hello, you might have lots of ideas. You might be very excited about all of those ideas. And it's then really important to focus your energy on one thing so you don't get super overwhelmed and not do any of it.
I want to do it all and then forget what that page full of things even said on it.
Yeah. So having a focus for your year acts like a guiding star, helping to guide your choices and actions in the direction of your dreams.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, it sounds so nice, doesn't it? I just can't wait to do this. Can't wait for Christmas now.
I know. This is part of the problem. I'm like, I can't do it as soon as November. I mean, obviously order them now in November, so you've got them. But I'm going to hold off until December. But I just like, I'm walking around with it all the time and I just can't wait to dig in. Maybe we can start doing the goodbye. It's too soon to say goodbye.
Well, we could maybe start in like first week of December. Just get us thinking about it.
Come on, November, pass by quick.
So choosing your focus for the year is a way of committing seriously to you and your happiness and your well-being and in creating a life that you love. And there are a number of different ways to choose your focus, and you'll see that in the Goodbye Hello journal.
Yeah.
From choosing a big change that you want to make happen in your life to choosing a feeling that you really want to cultivate. Mm. There's many different ways to choose that focus.
I love that one, actually, choosing something that you want to focus on cultivating, like an experience or a feeling. I mean, you can definitely choose a focus that's like putting a stake in the ground and saying, this is the year I'm going to climb that mountain or change career or start that business or sort my love life out, or, you know, whatever it is. And that's really powerful, because in commitment, there's such power. And part in the journal also encourages you towards the end to go and share and declare what your dream is and what your focus is. And there's real power to that. But I love the ones where you set an intention and a focus on something you want to experience. For me, I did this year with celebration was one of my key words. And I had three words: nourishment, fun, and celebration. And the other two, yeah, they happened, but celebration was the seed that really took root and really flourished in my life and has really helped shape my experience of the year and taken me in directions within that kind of atmosphere of celebration, and has really enriched my life as a result, and also my outlook coming from let's come at this as a celebration, like always celebrating. And it is like planting a seed and not knowing how that's going to happen. And just coming back to it and just being mindful of it and almost allowing it to kind of, yeah, like a GPS to sort of help direct you and help navigate my way through the year. So I always love those ones because they're the ones that you don't really know where it's going to take you. So it's like a wonderful experiment. That works really powerfully for me these days. Although I think in 2019, I want to put like a real stake in the ground, like a something to happen. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not the commitment isn't happening yet. Well, how do you usually like doing it? Do you set intentions for feeling, or do you set like a stake in the ground?
So my 2018 intention is fun and femininity. And I just found, because I was doing Goodbye Hello the last, I was doing Goodbye 2017, Hello 2018, having spent 2017 spinning a million plates, you know, we were very, very busy last year experimenting with lots of different products and projects. And I was feeling really burnt out actually at the end of last year. And so what through the process of Goodbye Hello, I realized the experience that I was really craving was fun and just laughter and lightness. And that's really been key this year, especially this summer. I've just had such a summer of fun this year. And it's been amazing. And, you know, those experiences that I was really craving, like, you know, just spending time with friends, time with you, time with Pav, and being outside and dancing in the sunshine, being at festivals and having time away, weekends away. It's just been so what I needed this year.
And it's worked well. You having fun, me having celebration. Exactly. That's a good combo.
Exactly. Sometimes it's a bit of an inquiry into, you know, what that really means, like femininity. It's been a process of really figuring out what that means to me, and practices and things that I've tried this year that have come from that place, but not really, I didn't know really what that was for me at the beginning of the year, but it's emerged over the year. And then, you know, the Ibiza goal was definitely linked to that. And I think there has been a time this year where I got too attached to that goal. And so that's been a process as well of like learning about, you know, the best way for me to approach next year, you know, with all those lessons.
And we'll do a podcast. We do actually want to invite two of you onto a podcast soon. So get in touch if you'd like to be one of those people, because we're going to go through our Goodbye 2017, Hello 2018, and really talk about what we've learned by doing it, you know, what we put in there. Because I put stuff in my journal from last year, start of this year, things that haven't happened. They did just fall off. But some of the key things, buying a house, Goodbye Hello, getting into shops this year and taking it to the next level, and other elements of our business, in particular around the business that I had as like my goals. But the celebration was the energy that I wanted to bring to that. So it was about celebration and being able to celebrate those things and always approaching it from a space of celebration. And so setting that intention kind of helped to sort of lay a foundation for the specific goals that I was wanting to go for. And there were some goals that I put down. And they just didn't happen. Or I just actually forgot about them.
Me too.
And that's all right as well. It's not about, you know, it's not, because I know some people kind of look back through their journal like, I didn't do all the things I said I would do. And it's just like, well, obviously not. I mean, it would be amazing if at the start of the year you knew exactly what was going to happen and what you wanted to do. Your desires change. But I think with you, with the Ibiza thing, it was recognizing that you got attached to it happening this year?
I think I hadn't realised, again, this is why reflection is so important. I hadn't realised that I had been doing that, unconsciously attaching, you know, and putting pressure on the dream happening by a specific date.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, what that means, what you were making that mean.
Exactly. The story around that.
Meaning making machines. So, yeah. So we can't wait. We will definitely be asking you guys to share with us what intentions and focuses you choose for 2019.
Yay.
Not quite there yet, though. So the final principle, the less sexy of the principles. Oh, my God, am I literally written this? Commit to practical actions. No, this is the bit, the making it happen bit. So some of you will love this bit. You're like, thank God, we've got the dream, we've got the vision, we know where we're going. This is for some people the hardest part to get to. And once they've got it, they're off. It's like, I have no problems in making things happen. I make to-do lists. I put them in my calendar. They happen. You know, some people do struggle with this bit. It's definitely something that I have learned over the years, systems to help me make things happen. So that when I have a dream, I now know myself and I trust myself that I will now do the things that will help to bring that dream alive. But that is, it is the kind of the final essential piece is committing to a dream and committing to taking action. And that can be the scary bit. That can be the really vulnerable bit of going, you know, of like saying, this is a big dream that I've got. Are people going to think I'm crazy? Well, I'm gonna do it. And then actually taking that action. And every time you take that action or share it with someone or put yourself out there, it's an incredibly vulnerable thing to do. And I definitely, when I first come up with a dream and I kind of share it with someone and then start taking action towards it, particularly in earlier years, now I'm so used to it, but I think in earlier years, there always came with it a feeling of like, oh my God, is this going to embarrass me? Am I just being an idiot? Like, who am I to think that I should have a life like that or have a career like that or that I can even do something like that? And so it's committing to the action, having people to support you, having accountability, you know, giving yourself deadlines of the action, not the whole big dream. And taking action, because it's not enough to have the dreams and to meditate on them and to visualize and do all the, for some people, the nice, comfortable stuff. Particularly if you're good at that stuff, we can get caught in the visualizing and we can get caught in the dream. You can't just sit there and meditate and it will just suddenly magically appear on your doorstep. You do have to also go out there and take action and have conversations and do research and find out and try things out. And I think when you have the right tools, then it can really start to be fun. And also you get to know yourself as someone who makes their dreams a reality. And the fulfillment that comes with that is amazing. But it doesn't come naturally for all of us. It's definitely something that I've had to learn to do. I'm very comfortable sitting at home dreaming. I'm less comfortable going out there and having to do the stuff that makes that dream happen. Sometimes I enjoy the stuff I have to do. Sometimes I don't enjoy it so much because, you know, it's out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing, isn't it? Just being out of your comfort zone and then, like, you know, dealing with all the fears and anxieties that can come up when you're going out there and taking action towards, you know, making that dream happen. And I found that, I remember telling somebody about Ibiza, and in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have told this particular person so early on because it hadn't really fully formed yet for me. And I should have probably kept it to myself for a bit longer in hindsight. So
you do need to keep your dreams, actually look after them, particularly in their infancy when they're really fragile, because someone coming along and making a negative comment, you can turn around and shatter it.
Totally.
You're right, I'm being an idiot. You're right, how embarrassing. Forget it.
Totally.
Bury it.
Because then you get all of their, you know, potentially limiting beliefs about your dream and their, you know, story around your dream. So with Ibiza, you know, being told like it's really expensive, it's really hard to live there, and Brexit and blah blah blah, and all these reasons that I've obviously considered as well.
Of course.
And then the reason why it affected me then was because what he was saying is also feeding into what I had also been considering and working on, you know, those limiting beliefs. And so, telling somebody, you know, making sure that it's the right person and at the right time, I found that was really important. And having someone to account that, you know is going to be really supportive of it, of you and of this dream, and really believes in it like you.
Yeah, and really holding you accountable to taking the actions.
Yeah.
And each time you take an action, no matter how small, it's you honouring that dream and taking it seriously and going, I can and I have the ability to be the person that makes this dream real for myself. And that is so exciting. So just each of those small steps towards it does make a difference. So in the journal this year, which you would not have had last year, we have little check-ins, quarterly check-ins throughout the year, where you write down three things that you commit to doing. And actually, we're also running a workshop in January on how to design a life you love in 2019 for those of you who fill in the journal and then want to learn the tools that will help you to bring those dreams and visions to life that you've written into your journal. But yeah, we've got the quarterly check-ins where it's just about making sure you commit to, you know, not too many, but commit to three key actions that are going to help you to experience more of what you want to in life, make your self-care, your well-being a priority, your happiness a priority, or take another step towards those bigger dreams that you really do want to bring to life. So it's such, we're so excited for you to get your hands on this. It is truly such a magical tool.
Yeah.
And it's such a good one. Everyone's going to be getting another one in their stocking this year from me and for the rest of their lives. But it's such a great gift to give to people because it can really make a difference. I've had people come back and say, wow, this is literally changed my sister-in-law's life. Or, amazing. You know, and people saying that their friends have actually seen a visible difference in them after doing it and suddenly feeling alive with what the future holds for them and what they're committed to doing and what they've realized that they want and can make happen in their lives to make them happy. Because it's not always about the big dream. Sometimes it's like, you know what? I really want this year to be a year where I experience peace on a far more regular basis. Imagine the difference if like there was way more peace, way more love in your life. And so it's not necessarily about the big dream. Sometimes it's just about making space for those things and experiencing more of something. And that can be as life-changing as making a big dream happen.
Yeah.
So, we're looking forward to sharing people's stories. If you've got stories about how Goodbye 2017, Hello 2018, or any of the Goodbye Hellos in previous years helped shape your year and your life, then do come and share them because we'll be sharing stories for the next 3 months. As we celebrate our little baby.
So we're so excited for you to finally get your hands on the journal. We've had copies sitting in our office since July, so we have been just like gagging to get these out to you.
Desperate to show them to you as well.
Yeah. So from the 1st of November, you'll be able to get it on sale. But we've actually got a little pre-sale, like a one-week party, really, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
If you will. We're offering a special little gift with every journal that you order. So if you are already signed up to receive our podcast, then you will have an email there that will be in your inbox where you can take advantage of this offer. But if not, then do head to loveprojectlove.com and head to start here and sign up there so that you do get that exclusive offer, because we'll only be emailing it out to our mailing list. So be sure to sign up if you're not already.
And when you get your copy in the post, please, please, please send us a picture of you holding it. We really want to celebrate, spreading the love far and wide with our Goodbye Hello journal this year. So, come and celebrate with us over on Instagram or email us for the picture or tag us on Facebook.
Yeah, it's at Love Project Love on Instagram. And if you'd like to email us, it's hello@loveprojectlove.com.
Yay.
We can't wait for you to get your hands on it. Let us know what you think.
Woohoo! The Project Love Goodbye 2018 Hello 2019 journal is now on sale.
Goodbye Hello is an end-of-year guide that helps you to say a proper farewell to 2018 as it comes to an end and create a vision and a plan to help you to thrive and create a life you love in the year to come.
Order your copies of the Goodbye Hello Journal now for you and your loved ones over at thegoodbyehellojournal.com.